From Digitiki.com.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Whoa! Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And a special news bulletin
from Radio. Radio's gone dead.
Dead? Oh, dear.
Welcome to the Quiet Village. Welcome back for another visit here at the Quiet Village. I am your host, Digitiki, coming to you direct from Digitiki.com, broadcasting from deep with our towers deep within the jungly heart of the Quiet Village. Welcome back. I have a really, really exciting show. Every show's exciting, but I have an exciting show because there's a lot of new music in this show. And I have to say, when I started this show years ago, there wasn't a lot of exotica. There were a few bands out there playing, very few, that were playing exotica and, you know, recreating it or creating even new exotica, composing new exotica. Very few. That has all changed. I think we've all seen that. There's different artists out there. I'm one of them. And I've played with a lot of other artists and recorded on their records that are making new exotica. And it's very, very exciting. So I am really excited because we are going to have a visit from the Swangos, all the way from the great Northeast. The Swangos, Brian, Lisa, and Tom will be joining us for a chat via satellite about their new EP later on in the show, and I'm very, very excited to have them. I've got some new music by kind of an electro remix artist named Columbo, who I am not familiar with, but sent me some music, and I will play a track from that as well. But I am going to lead this show off with a very exciting, exciting piece of audio that was sent to me by a very good friend of the show, Thomas McKay, who is a vibraphonist out of Honolulu. And I actually interviewed him with the band Intoxica out of Hawaii several episodes back. I'm not sure which episode off the top of my head, but we have kept in touch, and Thomas McKay is a friend of mine and graciously sent me a live recording of a set that he did in August 2024 at the Tiki at Waikiki event. And I'm just going to tell you the title. It's called the Arthur Lyman Radio Hour. And what he did was Thomas McKay was asked to do a set for a part of the entertainment at the Tiki at Waikiki 2024 event. He said, sure. And he set about putting together a show, and he wanted to do an Arthur Lyman kind of a retrospective. So he went back to Arthur Lyman Records and scored out the parts for a lot of Arthur Lyman's vintage music, which is very cool. I mean, I know what that's like. That's a task. But he decided to put it together as a radio show, one 45-minute set as a radio show. So he got a four-piece band together, which was the number of pieces in the original Lyman group. They all trade off different instruments during different songs, which is what Lyman's group did. And then he also got a vocalist, a voiceover artist, to come in. And his name is Noah Newton, and he goes by the stage name of Bick Tarvey, which is also a drug name, but it's a great 50s, 60s radio announcer name. So he's the announcer. So they did the whole thing as a radio program. So it's Thomas McKay on vibraphone, marimba, and conga drum. It's Aaron Arnita on piano, marimba, and the ipu drum. And it is Ernie Provencer on bass and acoustic guitar, and Christian Pangarabon, I hope I said that right, Christian Pangarabon on percussion and bass. So you can see they all kind of traded off a little bit. They, during certain songs, one switched over to bass while another person went to guitar, that sort of thing. So Thomas recorded the show and he sent me the audio. Now, I'm not going to play you the entire 45-minute set, but I'm going to play you the beginning chunk with the intro and the music, because it's just wonderful. So now we're going to harken back to the heydays of radio, to a radio show that didn't exist but should have. So I'm going to play Thomas McKay's Arthur Lyman Radio Hour. Here is a big chunk of that right here on The Quiet Village.
This is a call from Hawaii, and here we meet again beneath the mighty Moana Banyan tree beside the sea. The great panorama of Waikiki Beach right before us. Old Diamond Head at one end, surfboards and outrigger canoes catching the waves out there, many colors along the shore. Bright and beautiful pictures. My name's Biff Tarvey. And I'm speaking for all the islanders, for these many mainlanders from so many places, whose voices now rise with us in that traditional shout that begins our songs from the islands. Our aloha, as the Arthur Lyman Radio Hour. For all my guests listening out there, can I hear a big aloha? Today's broadcast, we will transport you back to the days when Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman were the kings of the airwaves, as TJ and the boys reimagine the exotic sounds of Arthur Lyman. Hit it, boys! Thank you.
Wonderful! Wonderful! Give it up for the boys! Well done, boys. For our listening audience out there in tropical radio land, the boys started off with Duke Ellington's Caravan, followed by Return to Paradise, and they ended with the classic Spoon Over Manicura.
Okay, there we have it, an excerpt from the Arthur Lyman Radio Hour. I'm really excited to have that. Thank you, Thomas McKay. Now, if you would like to actually listen to the entire thing, and I believe you can even download it, you can go to thomasmckay.net, or if you want to just Google it, you can Google Arthur Lyman Radio Hour. And since there really was no Arthur Lyman Radio Hour back in the heyday, this should come up, and thomasmckay.net should be the first hit with Google. So you can find that. I believe that Tom is letting people download it. Definitely go check that out. It's very cool to listen to. And it definitely sounds like an old radio program. So very, very cool. All right, up our next piece of new music. And this was sent to me by an artist by the name of Columbo out of New York City. This is kind of cool. It is more remixy, electro, exotica. Definitely has a cool getaway, tropical vacation-y kind of feel, a little more of a 70s feel to it. But I really dig this record. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. So I'm going to play you a brand new artist. And the album is called Sandy Legs, which I guess better than Sandy Cheeks. So Sandy Legs, and the artist is Columbo. And here's a brand new track called Tropicana. Thank you. All right, that was a great tune. Kicking off that set was a brand new album called, oh my gosh, Sandy Legs by Columbo. The track was called Tropicana. Brand new record drop, kind of electro exotica, got a cool 70s retro vibe. I dig it. I dig all the tunes on this. Thought you would like it too, and I want to thank the artist for sending me that. So Columbo, excuse me, just one more thing. For those of you that ever watched the mystery, what was it, I can't remember. I remember the theme song. The Columbo was the mystery, late night mystery or something. And they had Columbo, and they would alternate with Macmillan and Wife and all those mystery shows. Anyway, I digress. The middle of that set was a tune called Walter Goes Shopping by me. And that was my tribute to Walter Wonderly. And that is available on the Aloha Caftan Society EP I just released. You can pick that up on a beautiful hot pink flash drive from Digitiki.com. Check it out in the gift shop. Little shameless plug there. And then that last track was Julianne's Dance by the Swangos from their 21 album, Curious Tourist. And I played that because with me via satellite right now are the Swangos. I'm very happy to have them.
Okay. Welcome, Tom, Brian, and Lisa.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
From the Swangos.
Yes.
Welcome to the Quiet Village. I'm very happy to have you here.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You have a new recording coming out, right? Tell me about what you got coming. Actually, you know what? Tell me how you guys got started and the name. How'd you come up with the name?
Tom?
Take it away.
There's a skateboarding term called swango, which is pushing switch mango. So we just added the and an S to it, the swangos. It's because it sounded neat.
Okay. I thought it was an animal from the tropics somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah, we can go with that.
There you go. It's the rare swango.
Really?
And the band got started.
How'd you guys do?
Well, that's all right. I just wanted to do an instrumental band, kind of surf-based at the time. I wanted to play a couple Chicha songs and just do an instrumental thing. And then Lisa and I worked on songs, and then we ran into Brian at a bar and said, "Hey, Brian, do you want to be involved in this?" And now it's almost been six years, I think.
A little over 6 years.
Still doing it.
Right on. So how many guys in the group now?
Well, three, but we have people like fill in every once in a while just for fun. Like with people when we play shows and we'll think, "Oh, you should come play with us sometime." So this last tour, we had a vibraphone player play with us on a couple of gigs.
Yeah, I'm partial to that myself.
Yeah. By the way, I love your album. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's really, really very nice, patient, it's kind, it's warm, it's beautiful.
It's very dreamy.
Dreamy, yeah. But anyway, yeah, so the vibe player is pretty prominent on our new EP. We had him record remotely.
Cool.
Thomas Mattioli. Mm-hmm. And really appreciate the sound he brings to what we do.
And you guys are based out of where?
We say like the River Valley, like in Wisconsin, but we're right on the border of Wisconsin and Minnesota. So like an hour or so north of the Twin Cities.
So you guys are in some cold weather, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We will be.
It will be.
It's beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous out today.
I'm in LA and we just got through 5 days of over 100.
Wow.
And it was like 105, it was 110 for a couple of days, and it was awful.
Brutal.
And I'm just like, I I'm done with living in the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand.
You take that over 30 below zero, though, for sure.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm as I'm doing this, I'll cut some of this out. I'm looking up your first record, which oh my gosh.
Curious Tourist.
I'm sorry. There it is. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to grab everything all at once. Yes. Okay. Yes, I do know this record. This is such a cool thing. I found you guys actually, I want to say maybe last year. When did this record come out?
2021.
Okay. Yeah, I think I found you guys last year. Actually had somebody on the show that told me about you guys. And so I was like, okay, I want to check these guys out. And it was cool. I dig that record.
That's great to hear.
You know, Exotica is and surf and that whole kind of genre. It's still a pretty small niche group.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes, sure. Yeah, you're not going to hear it on major radio. So it's like, yeah, word of mouth is, mm-hmm. Is finding people that have heard it and then tell you about it. And it's like, oh, I like that artist. And then, you know, it kind of spreads. It's kind of nice that way, but it's also, damn, I wish I could sell 10,000 copies in the first week.
Right, absolutely.
So you do have another recording that's coming out, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got it this week. So we will release that on October 26th or 5th.
Yep.
On October 25th. October 25th.
Okay. Oh, right on. So that's coming up. Okay.
Swizzle.
Good title.
Yeah. And we actually have our friend created a drink called the Swango Swizzle, and the recipe will be on the back of the vinyl record.
Good drink. It's a really good drink.
Yeah.
Where you guys have performed, have you guys done, I seem to recall you did a festival. Did you do Hookie Lao or something recently?
We've done Big Kahuna Bash quite a few times.
Okay. That's up in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah. It's in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Very cool.
We did that, I think, five times or four.
Four times.
Yeah. So each time we've played with Tony Andreessen from the Trashmen.
Okay.
Yeah. And this time, Eddie Angel shared the stage with Hoppastrami and Tony Andreessen. So Eddie from
Low Street Jackets.
Okay. Very cool. Well, we got to get you guys out here to play some stuff.
Oh, we want to. For sure.
I agree.
It would be nice to do Tiki Oasis, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely Oasis. I mean, that's the high holy days of Tiki right there.
Yep.
Yeah, that festival is huge.
Okay.
I go and I have a hard time wrapping my head around it because there's so much going on at once.
Wow. Yeah.
It's wild. You know, this year I went, but I only played a room party.
Okay.
So I only got to see the inside of a hotel room. It was kind of crazy.
Was it worth it?
It was a lot of fun because, you know, you get to see people that, you know, you see two or three times a year at these events, and it was fun.
Yeah.
And there's kind of this cool, weird thing about being in a hotel room playing and everybody's crowded in so tight.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of fun, you know, but right on. So I have to say, I don't know what to ask you other than about your music. So I want to let you guys tell me what you want to the listeners to know and where they can get your music.
This new EP, Swizzle, we kind of tried to do a little bit something different and special. So it's, we threw hints of Exotica elements into it, like animal noises and vibraphone and percussion. But it's by no means an Exotica record, but it's influenced by that. And it's kind of a departure from what we normally do. And we it's going to be just a limited edition vinyl. We only made 200 and we don't plan on making more. But we'll put it on streaming and it'll be available for download on our
Bandcamp
and on our website.
It's theswangos.com.
Yep.
Little plug.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Don't forget yes. The. It's theswangos.com. Mm-hmm. And it's spelled just like it sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What
is just saying again when it's at the Tilted Tiki for our release party, which is in Stillwater, Minnesota. It's probably the only tiki bar left in Minnesota area because Cycle Susie's closed down, which is we used to play there quite often back before it closed down.
Okay, so yeah, the Tilted Tiki's in Stillwater, Minnesota. It's another river town. It's just south of us. It's a beautiful little town right on the St. Croix River. It's not a very big place, so it's kind of a cool, intimate setting. We'll be playing with our friend Ross Felrath, who is just an exemplary. I'm probably going to go see him play tonight. He's an exemplary flamenco guitar player. Actually, went over and studied in Spain. A killer player. Hopefully, he'll be joining us on stage too. I'd like to jam with him. Our buddy Thomas, the vibraphone player, he'll be joining us as well. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're going to play pretty much all the songs off of this new album. We'll be playing most of the songs off of our previous album and then a couple of different covers, which we do a kind of a different take. So we're influenced by surf and Exotica and all that, but like our other influences kind of show through too. So like we grew up, Tom and I played in like sludge metal bands and blues bands, and we were in a reggae band for a while, like a skate punk band. So we kind of grew up on like punk music and metal. I used to play in like a hardcore metal band, so some of that kind of shows through. It's like, even though we're playing this style of music, we're not really playing it in the traditional way, which you'll kind of hear. We also do a lot of improvisation. We kind of like to get a little freaky and experimental in a lot of our songs. So sometimes we'll kind of take a tune and just kind of explore, and we don't even know what we're going to do. We have no idea.
That's cool. Kind of,
yeah, we throw caution in the wind quite a bit. And then we'll just randomly throw in little bits of like old Ministry and Slayer into their songs. Just a little, you know, just a little something there, just to, you know, have people be like, hey, wait, did you just play South of Heaven?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, Tom and Lisa have just a ridiculous amount of pedals, so they like stomping fuzzy noises and getting weird with it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm always looking forward to play with Thomas. The vibraphone adds this really great element to our music. It's pretty crazy. We played at on Rockaway Beach for the Rockaway Beach Surf Fest in New York, and there was a band. What was the Vibrojets?
Yeah,
there was a killer vibraphone player. We went up and started talking to him and found out he's actually from Madison, Wisconsin, which is on the other side of the state from us, but only, you know, 5 hours away from us. We were actually playing a show a couple months after that, so that was the first time we asked him to come join us. We just sent him some of our music, and he just, you know, popped up on stage and started playing with us, and the chemistry was just killer. Vibraphone is a perfect instrument for the style of music that we play. So, yeah, when we were in New York, we had our buddy Wayne, who had actually played on the last album remotely. He did his sax parts remotely. He joined us on stage too. That wonderful freak of nature, that guy is awesome.
Yeah, I love Wayne.
I'd love to get, you know, Wayne and Thomas together, have some percussion, maybe some keys, and, you know, and perform just as, you know, as a large group. We like to do when you get the chance, but mostly we just play as a trio, just the three of us, which is kind of nice because the fewer people you have, the more you can kind of branch out and get a little wild with it. Hence, the, you know, the improvisation. It's much easier to do as a trio. It's kind of cool. You can kind of throw some jazz elements and stuff in there, too. Or pretend jazzy. We're by no means jazz players, but we like to pretend.
Well, that sounds really cool. I love the fact that you guys experiment a little bit. You get you improv out there. You're not just tied into here's the form, and when it's done, we're done.
Yeah, you'll notice that. On the previous album, Zombie Duck Dive takes up a good part of the second half of the album. We only had written really the first maybe third of the song. And then every time we play it live, it's completely different. So we did that same thing in the studio. We just hit record, played through the first sections, and then after that, we almost kind of try to mess each other up, like, try to see if we can throw each other off our game, you know? But you can't, like, Lisa is so rock solid that I will intentionally just try to, like, I'll drop beats and try to just mess with her or flip the beats around to see it. And she just, it doesn't work. She just holds up.
That's good. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been in those situations where suddenly something seems off and everybody's looking at each other like a deer in headlights. Like,
yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah, for sure.
You gotta pretend like you meant to do that. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, that was a jazz moment there. Yeah. Yeah. Look how cool we are.
I had a friend of mine once told me, he says, like, if you hit a wrong note, hit it twice, because that shows you meant to do it.
Right? Exactly. Oh yeah, that's totally intentional.
That's right. That's right. That's jazz. You're just playing outside, right? That's it. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm really excited. I do have the songs from the EP, so we're going to play a couple of the songs from the EP.
All right.
Which two would you recommend we play?
Oh, man.
For the person just getting started as a swangite.
My favorite track off of that is definitely Wanderoo. There's a whole percussion piece that I kind of improvised and put in the beginning. I hadn't played percussion in quite a while, so I was in the studio going, okay, let's figure this out. So that was kind of an improvisational moment that we did in the studio, where I had a general idea as to what I was going to do for percussion, and then we just started just laying the track down and letting it kind of happen organically. But after that, the rest of the song is completely composed. There's a few things that I improvise in there, but that would be probably, I think from my perspective, that's my favorite track. It's got kind of those dreamy elements. We have a cool, catchy little, we call it our little Pixies part in there. So yeah, I would definitely recommend that. It's one of the longer tracks. Okay. Basically the album, if you got the vinyl, it's split up between four songs on the first side and two songs on the second side, and the two are big epic rock numbers.
All right.
Silver Tongue Sam is the one that kicks the album off. I think that is just a beautiful groovy little tune. That's mine. Tom, Lisa, what do you guys think?
I would think, since if we're going to go with Wanderoo, the longest one, go with the shortest one, Drunk on a Carousel. Okay. Which is really nice, a nice, small, short, little, pleasant song.
Okay.
And I like Swampy Invasion the most.
I called it Swampire Invasion. See, I can't even read right. See, now that's a good name. Swampire.
Yes.
Okay. I just gave you another title.
Yeah, it's just the Swampies is like, so I'm actually in Minnesota. I live in Minnesota. Those two live in Wisconsin. We're not far from each other because we're right on the border. I'm a little bit closer to the Twin Cities. But I never knew this before. Tom had actually told me about this. Apparently that's what the Wisconsin people, because there's a park there. It's a really beautiful area. So there's a lot of tourists, a lot of Minnesotans that go into Wisconsin. So a lot of times on the weekend, there'll just be nothing but Minnesota license plates just all over the place. And then so Tom called it the Swampy Invasion. All those damn Minnesotans coming over.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the closest we do to like a traditional surf song. I mean, it's definitely got our stamp on it, but that's if you were going to say like there's going to be one song, it's the kind of a classic instrumental surf number, that would definitely be that one.
Got it. Okay. Well, why don't we play all three? How about that one?
All right.
We'll do a set and we'll feature all three. Wonderoo, Drunk on a Carousel, and is it Swamp Invasion? Swampy Invasion. All right.
Those darn swampies.
Those darn swampies. Now I know what that means. That's funny. I love it.
I don't know what we're... There's not like more swamps in Minnesota, really, than there is in Wisconsin.
Well, it's a land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, but Wisconsin claims to have more lakes than Minnesota, but they'll just take a pond and call it a lake because they're all envious of it. But really, I think Wisconsin's the swampy, not the Minnesota.
Yeah, I have some relatives that live in the Midwest, in Texas and Oklahoma area. And yeah, they definitely make sure, you know, it's a pond, not a lake.
Right.
They differentiate the size, and out here in LA, any body of water, a puddle, we call that a lake. Well, thank you guys, Lisa, Tom, and Brian from the Swangos. Thank you guys for coming on the Quiet Village. I really appreciate it, and I envy your weather.
Well, we thank you for your time. And
I absolutely love your show. I listen to it every time you put out an episode. I appreciate. I learn a lot too because you seem really knowledgeable about the older music, and it's a treat.
I'm a geek. That's why. I mean, I really I geek out on things, and I it's crazy. Anyway, thank you guys for coming on. Mahalo.
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 Big thank you goes out to the Swangos for joining me from the Great North. I guess call it the Great North. It's a lot cooler than where I'm at. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening. My Mai Tai is completely empty now. And that means we've come to the end of another visit here at the Quiet Village. Want to thank you all for joining me. Also want to remind you, you can visit the Quiet Village at any time by simply going to digitiki.com, where you can get a complete rundown of all the tracks played on this and past episodes. You can stream past episodes, and you can tune in to Quiet Village Radio. Tiki music 24/7 streaming to you. And also, please do visit the Quiet Village gift shop, where you can pick up little odds and ends as well as some of my music as well. Please check that out. And I just want to say, as always, don't just say aloha, live aloha. When you go to bed tonight, make sure the world's a little better than it was when you found it in the morning. Until next time, everyone, aloha.